Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod. Brandy Merkel, the Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Brandy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I really am, yes.
Awesome. And, of course, the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce, later this month, got a pretty big event that's coming up that you're involved with, and that's a job fair.
Yes, Tom. We put one in place last fall, and just thinking off of those ideas and how that went, this job fair this time, we actually invited local schools to as well as the Southeastern Career Center and East Central. Since Sunman is in our county, we pulled out of East Central for those students as well. But what we are doing is similar to last year. We partnered in conjunction with Work One, and we have an event sponsor this year, and that is Baxter here out of Batesville. And just really looking, how can we help those members? That is one of my focuses this year. How can we help those members? And we know that staffing is such a big concern right now. So really pulling into that job fair, anybody and everybody. So if you're listening today, please be sure to stop in. We are having it on February 27th. It will be at the Tyson Activity Center in Versailles. And last year, we ran it half day, but this year we're opening that up, and we're going to run it from 9 to 4. So really giving everybody a chance to get in there and visit the employers that we have in there.
And, of course, as far as the members are concerned, do they get a display table to come in and kind of show off their wares, so to speak?
They do. So we opened it up to 30 tables, 30 vendors, 30 employers, however you want to look at that, this year. And it has gone out to our membership. Of course, if you are a member with us, it is free to set up a table because we are here to support the members and really help them grow and expand this year. If you are a non-member and you're interested, you can contact the office. We will put you on a wait list. We have given a deadline to the members, and you can go on that wait list. The cost to put a table in is $10. So very minimal to set up for a job fair.
Okay. And then that deadline for the members is next Wednesday.
It is. Yes. And after that, then we will be opening it up to everyone else. And daily, I am getting new employers wanting to be a part of the job fair. And all of that will be shared on our website as well as on our Facebook page. So if you're wondering if there's an employer you're interested in, if they're going to be there, be sure to check that because we will be updating it. And like I said, Baxter is our event sponsor. They will have a table there as well.
Okay. And again, as you mentioned, you open it up to not only the Ripley County schools, but also East Central. The fact that Sunman is in the county, obviously. Also, the Southeastern Career Center. And as far as the East Central students, now, do they have to be Ripley County residents to participate?
We did not designate that they had to be Ripley County. There was a legislative bill that was passed that schools have to offer a job fair during the day to their students. And we have even discussed maybe opening that up to a wider pool of the surrounding counties as well. Because at the end of the day, we know that we don't just employ county residents. They come from other counties as well. And the more that we can help, the better off we will be.
Indeed. And I can speak to that because I live in a neighboring county.
Absolutely.
All right. So they can. So anybody has any questions about the job fair, it's the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce in conjunction with Work One Southeast. And the sponsor is Baxter. You can call the office 812-689-6654.
Yes. And something else I want to add to that is we are going to have two different tables set up, a resume table as well as an interview question table. So if you needed any guidance on that, since we are pulling students in, if you need any guidance on that as an adult as well, you can visit those tables too.
Okay, so you can pick up tips on your resume and interviewing and so forth, and
yes,
such as the questions, the answers to avoid, things like that. And,
yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, any kind of coaching that you may need.
Okay, and now will employers offer on-the-spot interviews that you know of?
We leave that up to the employer. Some may not. And if you're the right candidate and they feel really passionate, they may take you to the side and go ahead and do that. Why wait is the way I look at it, but we do leave that up to them on how they're going to handle it.
Okay. All right. So again, that's the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce Job Fair, February 27th. That'll be from 9 to 4 at Tyson Activity Center in Versailles. And so, again, if you're a chamber member, you must register by next Wednesday. That is February 7th for those of you keeping score at home. And you can get involved in that. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. And we'll continue our conversation with Brandy Merkel, the Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce. Take a look ahead at some other events coming up down the pike. That's coming up right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Brandy Merkel. She is the Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we mentioned the job fair in the previous segment, Brandy, but also still a calendar full of events throughout the year, I'm sure.
Yes. The next one, so, of course, the job fair is February 27th. And then on March 16th, we have our annual bowling tournament, which it's quite a time. We go from 11 o'clock in the morning way into the evening time. We do that at Pollard's, and they typically have some kind of entertainment after the bowling tournament as well. And registration is going to be going out next week for that. We do pay out winners, and we pay out shift winners, and we pay out overall total winners. So if you're a bowler or not and you just want to have fun, come on over. And I do encourage the members. It's a great way to connect with people. Even if you're not bowling, there's just so much fun, and it's out of your normal networking, I guess is what I would want to say there. So just a really relaxed, laid-back environment.
Okay.
And then on March 23rd, we have our annual Easter egg hunt. We go up to 10 years old is what we allow. We have three different age groups, and we will have over 5,000 Easter eggs. They're already in my office ready to be hidden. And then we are on April 8th, we do have the eclipse. If you haven't heard about that, maybe ask around. It's going to be a big deal around here. We are in the path of totality. We are looking for a lot of outside visitors on that. And that will be held at the Ripley County Parks and Rec, the fairgrounds there in Osgood.
Okay. And the hours for that, please?
We will have that from 11 to 7. There will be food trucks there, as well as entertainment for the kids. We're going to have a DJ, Andrew's Mobile DJ Service. One of our members is going to be DJing that day. And then we have our business luncheon in May. We have a golf tournament that will be in August, as well as our annual dinner. Just get that on the books. We have lots of fun there. It's October 24th.
Okay. And, of course, that's the one where you have the Citizen of the Year, the Educator of the Year, and people
and
like that.
And Business Person of the Year.
Yes.
And then at our business luncheon, which is in May, we honor Business of the Year. So, and then any new business. So if you've started a new business in Ripley County, definitely let us know that so that we can recognize you as being a new business.
Okay. So that's an individual business that is appreciated, shall we say, in May.
Yes.
And then the annual dinner, that's the folks who get to ride in the Versailles Pumpkin Show in September.
They do. And I absolutely love that one. It's great to just be able to recognize people for what they've done throughout the year and even throughout their life. You know, we have people that are dedicated to this community and just really being able to recognize them for their efforts.
All right. And then we continue our conversation with Brandy Merkel, the Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, any organization such as this, Brandy, needs membership and needs bodies and people participating. And as far as somebody who's interested in joining or they're curious, what can you tell them?
Well, I would encourage them to reach out to me in the office. My number is 812-689-6654. And our email is ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org. But just reach out, learn what we're about, what we can do for you, because really we're all in this together. And how can I help you help yourself? We are looking to help our members, put them in connection with people that they need to be in contact with. And we do get calls in the office for different things. And those referrals that I put out always come from our membership. So if you're not a member, you're not being recognized out there through us when we get those phone calls. And we do have welcome packets as well. When new people move into the community, they come into our office and our members are included in that welcome packet. So just getting your name out there, as well as being a part of your local chamber, shows that you're invested in your community as well. And I know people are thinking, what can I do? How can I help? Call us. We can even put you in connection with different organizations that need volunteers if that's something you're passionate about too, because we have nonprofit businesses as well as for-profit businesses that are a part of our membership.
Now, what about individuals?
Individuals can join if you are passionate about the community and you want to get involved. You can join as an individual member too. So, Tom, if you decided, you know, I want to come in and I just want to be a part, you can sign up just yourself as well. And it is a discounted rate.
Okay. All right. So something to think about. So again, the number at the chamber office is 812-689-6654. Again, 689-6654. The email address is ripleycc@ripleycountychamber.org. And of course, you are located on US 50 in Versailles.
Yes, we are. I would say right across from the Raider gas station, but they took that down. Yeah. So we're across from Pizza Hut now.
Yeah. Landmark goes away, another one takes its place.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else, Brandy Merkel, before we let you get back to it?
I want to thank you, as always, Tom, for having me on. It's always a great time. And again, if you're interested in learning more about what the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce does, please don't hesitate to reach out so that we can talk, and hopefully we'll be a right fit to help you in your business.
All right. Well, Brandy Merkel, Executive Director of the Ripley County Chamber of Commerce, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Stay well, and look forward to talking with you again some more down the road.
Sure, Tom. Thank you so much.